This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get into some NBA. Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green, kind enough to join us. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Multiple-time NBA champ Danny Green with Gresh and Fourier. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. So the Celtics have handled their business to this point. You've been, Danny, on a lot of teams that have gone deep in the playoffs. To us on the outside, it looks like it's really been cruise control for the Celtics. But you have a trained eye. Are they kind of in cruise control through these first two rounds, or are you seeing it a little differently?
No, they seem like that. And I think we're kind of taking for granted how much of a big of a piece Kristaps Porzingis is for them. And that's why, you know, people expect them to win big by like 20, 30 points, especially with Cleveland having injuries they had, Miami having injuries they had. It's still not easy. Regardless of who's on that floor, it's an NBA game, it's a playoff game, guys are fighting, you know, like it's their lives on the line. So people want to win. But yeah, they look like they're in cruise control. They haven't really been battle tested much. They had to play some teams with injuries. And even in the next round, depending on who they play, it's going to be team with injuries. So. It's going to be tough for them when and if they do make it to the finals.
So do you, is that how you, the way you look at it? I mean, I'll just, you know, it's like they 10 games, they've lost two games and none of the team stars have played in the game. And even Donovan Mitchell played for a hot minute, then he missed the last two. But do you think that that makes their journey more difficult if they get out of the Eastern Conference final because they're not battle tested because they don't have any close games they have overcome?
What do you mean by that?
Like do you think they're less ready for a real challenge because they haven't been tested?
Yes.
You do.
If you're not battle tested, you're going to be less ready. Usually it's how I go. You're not going to be ready for a team like Denver or Minnesota, you know, or Dallas, whoever comes out of the West and looks like Denver. You're not going to be ready for a team like that if you're playing an unhealthy Miami, unhealthy Cleveland. You never matched up with the really good teams healthy, like a Philly. Those teams are Milwaukee, healthy. A healthy Milwaukee, healthy Philly team. Those are the teams, a healthy New York team. Those are the teams that will get you prepared and ready for a team like Denver, whoever comes out of the West. We were only able to win when I played in San Antonio, in Toronto, in L.A. L.A., we were just a lot better than everybody. But the reason we won or prepared to win, we played the right teams that gave us different mismatches, matchup problems, and that prepared us for the next round. It was like, all right, you know, we played Dallas, who you know, went seven games with. They were really good. That prepared us for the next series. You know, we played a Golden State, a young Golden State team. We played a Memphis, when they were the Grind City Memphis boys. So those type of atmospheres, those type of teams, healthy, gave us, you know, the proper preparation to be ready for a team like Miami in the finals.
Yeah, the only reason I push back on it, because it's not like if this was a young, inexperienced team that had never been to a finals and had never won a championship and never been to, you know, Eastern Conference finals, as much as these guys have, I would be a little bit worried, but they do have some proof that Jason Tatum can make the big shot. Jaylen Brown can step up. Drew Holiday can make a big play. That's why I'm not as worried, I think, as most people, Danny.
I'm glad that you're not, but I think you should be. Like, though the team that they're end up going to be on the plane, the Denver Nuggets, is a team that they can make a big shot, but if you're not prepared for it, no matter what kind of experience, they have not won one yet. They have been to the finals, but they have not won. And when they have gotten to the finals, they showed a maturity. And a lot of that is due to the fact of not prepared, maybe inexperience, you know, coaching inexperience, all those things come into play. So, I mean, I wouldn't be worried, but if you don't have Kristaps Porzingis, I would be worried for sure. Even with him, the signs of them, you know, certain games, certain way, the way they're playing, certain games they drop, and if they're not ready for it, they're gonna take two losses before they're waking up and like ready to be playing a team like that, which is not something you can afford to do, especially in the finals.
Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider Regression Fourier Insider Calls, brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Now the Celtics have a little bit of downtime, Danny. Is it up to the coach to maybe dictate the whole what to work on? Like, I'm curious from your end, how much leash do you kind of give these guys in terms of time off versus work? What have you found that works best in your career, or have seen coaches do that has worked best in your career with some downtime?
I think everybody is trying to find the healthy balance of having some rest, but also getting the right work in, right? So you got to find, you know, give these guys a day or so, get some scrimmaging in and get some practicing and get some work in, and you have to figure that out. So there's a difference for different teams. Obviously, some of the other guys need more rest, the guys that are banged up. You know, I'm trying to get Porzingis back, but everybody else should be staying in pretty good shape and trying to figure out, you know, the best way to stay in rhythm as well. So, we'll see what Joe Mazzulla comes with. I like Joe a lot, but you know, this is only his second year, so it's going to be interesting. It's a different task, a different challenge for him. But yeah, ultimately, I think they're a really good team, and when healthy, they're the best team in the league. They should win the East, and they should do it pretty easily. I won't say easily, but the way that they're playing right now, people are like, oh, I don't know. They look vulnerable. So by the time they get to the finals, they're going to have to work on some other things. They have to figure out, you know, different scout team stuff, different things. To be prepared for it, because it's an unhealthy teams like Miami, Cleveland, and possibly New York without Mitchell Robinson, OG, Anunoby, Julius Randle. Like, that's not going to be the test. It's not going to be the same type of team when you come across a Denver Nuggets team.
Danny, do you think other teams in the leagues or in the playoffs are like looking at the Celtics, you know, last two series with, you know, because the, you know, against the Heat with their injuries, and then obviously the Cavs with their injuries, and almost dismissing what they're accomplishing? It's almost like, we could do that too if the team we were playing had lost their two best players.
Maybe. I doubt it, though, because I think even full health, I think they still beat those teams. It's kind of like us when I was with the Lakers. They might discredit our championship bubble ring because it's a championship bubble ring, but when you look at it, it's like, all right, even if we were playing somewhere else, who was going to beat us? Who was the better team? Maybe the Clippers? I don't think they were the better team, but they're the only ones that gave us a run. We would have won that series, so if we never matched up, they lost to Denver, came back 3-1 twice. So they'll find – everybody will find ways to discredit you, of course. But when you look at the whole picture, it's like Boston is still the better team. Healthy or unhealthy teams, they're matching up. Yeah, it might be easier, but they are the better team in the league all year round. And that should not be discredited, just like any other championship should not be discredited, especially when the team is the best team in the league and they came outstanding. It wasn't like we got lucky and won. You know, saying like, oh, these teams got hurt, we won. We played against teams that we were better than, and we ended up winning.
Danny, as you see teams like Dallas and Minnesota, are they championship ready just yet, in your opinion?
I think Dallas I think they could be, but not really. I think they're missing something. I think Dallas is that the consistency is very up and down, so it's hard to tell, hard to say. I think they're missing, said they have some injuries as well, a couple, like a piece or two, and just maybe another year of just getting there, or a year of experience it on the stage, getting the Western Conference Finals or getting to the finals. Minnesota as well, like they need a year of getting to that stage first, or just getting more mature and piece of it. So we were just so caught in the moment of how great Minnesota played in game two, how great Karl Anthony Towns was, that we thought we just almost already gave them the crown them the champions. So you tell their immaturity, the inexperience is showing of why they're not there, probably not going to be there. If they do get there, they probably won't hoist up the trophy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're talking to Danny Green, Odyssey NBA insider and three-time NBA champion. I'm curious, if you're a player, if you're on the Celtics right now, which team would you rather play, Indiana or New York?
I mean, I think the team with the less of a matchup for you is probably Indiana, I guess. They play faster pace, but I'd probably play Indiana if I was them. New York, healthier New York, is a tougher matchup. They play slower. They buck up the game. Tibbs does a great job, and he's very experienced. So, I mean, either one of them are really good teams, but I think the tougher matchup for them would be New York.
Danny, there's been a lot of talk about Jason Tatum and the fact that he's not the leading scorer every night, and it's not going to the romantic script that people would write for a superstar player. However, there's been a lot of talk from Tatum and others about sacrificing. It has been the theme all year long. They're eight wins away from really proving that the sacrifice works. But you also understand the pressures that would be on a superstar like a Jason Tatum. How would you evaluate his play through two rounds?
I mean, there's always pressure at every player, but of course the superstar, and I don't think he sees it as pressure. But yes, he's sacrificing. They're all sacrificing. Every team that he sees and matches up, they throw three or four guys at him. They're going to show a crowd. They're not like going to let him score. And his teammates are really good, so why not trust in them? He's making the right play. They're making the, you know, they're putting each other in the right situations and trusting each other, and they're getting wins. That matters at the end of the day. If he doesn't need to, and they're still winning games and they're winning series 4-1, if they could do that in the championship game, like, I'm sure he wouldn't care either. But, you know, they're going to need him to step up, which he will, because the teams that they face further on down the line are not going to guard everybody the same way. I mean, they might, but they're going to make others beat them. Some teams might do that. So we'll see. That's where the other guys have to step up and make plays, but he also has to do the same. And, you know, I guess it's hard to find a rhythm when teams that aren't fully healthy as well, and you're guarding or playing against different matchups and they're throwing different things at you. So I expect the next series be different, and I expect for sure the finals to be different if they make it there.
Good stuff, Danny. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
For sure. Appreciate you guys.
There we go. Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green, insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.